This goes to Thomas Cox, COXPAC, fax 877-779-0621, regarding Raymond, last name is Carl, C-A-R-L, date of birth April 6th of 1972. Dear Mr. Cox, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Carl with a cadaveric renal transplant in 2004, which was his third transplant. And his last visit was October 31st of 2023. He never took any anti-rejection medications, but the kidney function has remained stable since we have been seeing him. He also has had several mitral valve replacements as well as tricuspid valve repair. And the valve is leaking again, so his cardiologist has started him on furosemide 20 milligram daily, and that does seem to be helping. He does have minimal shortness of breath. He doesn't drive a car due to visual impairment, but he does ride an e-bike, sometimes all the way from Edmore, Vesterbird area to Elma, and also then to Stanton. And he seems to do quite well. He uses the Fred Meyer Heartland Trail, which is a safe bicycle route. He had lab studies done February 5th of this year and would like to review those results. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No diarrhea, blood, or melena. No chest pain or palpitations. Minimal dyspnea on exertion. None at rest. No cough, wheezing, or sputum production, no kidney transplant tenderness. He believes that is in the left lower quadrant, the newest kidney transplant. No edema, urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood. Medications, besides the furosemide, he's on Norvasc, 5 milligram daily, albuterol per nebulizer if needed, Tylenol if needed for pain, ProAir inhaler, as a rescue inhaler when he cannot use the nebulizer. Physical exam, weight is 95, and that is unchanged. Pulse, 73, and blood pressure, right arm sitting, large adult cuff is 130 over 80. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. He does have a systolic and diastolic murmur, which is stable. No rub, no kidney transplant tenderness, no distension, no ascites. No edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done February 5th, 2024. Albumin is 4.1. Calcium is 8.9. Creatinine is 1.5 with estimated GFR of 56. Electrolytes are normal. Iron is 35. Iron saturation is 14%. Phosphorus is 3.1, hemoglobin 11.2 with a normal white count and normal platelets. Intact parathyroid hormone 78.9. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels, no progression of kidney disease, a history of third renal transplant in 2004, and 2, hypertension currently at goal. The patient will continue to have lab studies done every 3 months, and he'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.